Conor Hellyer scored 8 minutes into double overtime as the Penticton Vs came back to defeat the Prince George Spruce Kings on Tuesday, April 9, to move within one game of advancing to the second round of the BCHL playoffs. The Vs topped the Spruce Kings 3-2 in Northern BC, and now lead the best-of-seven series 3-0. Hellyer's game winner capped off a game that had four lead changes. The rookie forward had his shot in overtime deflect off a Spruce Kings stick before going past goaltender Ryder Green. Simon Meyer and Anselmo Rego also scored for Penticton, who finished the regular season with the Interior Conference's best record. V's goaltender Will Ingemann made 30 saves in more than 89 minutes of game time. "I think tonight's result speaks to the maturity of our group," said V's assistant coach Matthew Vandenberg. "It wasn't an easy game to play at all. We generated a lot of good looks throughout the night, and it would have been easy for our guys to get frustrated when they weren't finishing, but they stuck to it." Meyer scored his second of the playoffs at 3:54 of the first period to open the game's scoring. After Prince George's Lyndon Macau scored the game's lone goal in the middle frame, Scott Cousins gave the home team the lead just 1:24 into the third period. Rego notched his second marker of the playoffs just 5 minutes later to force overtime. The Spruce Kings, who finished as the Interior's last-place team, scored their first two goals of the series on Tuesday night after being blanked in games 1 and 2. Prince George netminder Ryan Sanborn made his first start of the series and recorded 33 saves. He was removed from the game due to injury in overtime. The Interior rivals meet again on Wednesday night at Copar Memorial Arena, with Penticton on the verge of advancing to the second round. Puck drop is at 7:30 p.m. Read more. Top-rated Ontario defenseman chooses to play for Penticton Vs.